This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Wednesday's storms caused widespread hail damage along the Front Range, particularly in the Denver metro. Numerous tornado warnings from the foothills to the Nebraska border forced residents and commuters to seek shelter. A tornado did touch down near Akron, about 2 hours east of Denver, Wednesday evening. Colorado has also seen record snowpack in some areas this winter. That's great news to help prevent wildfires heading into spring and summer, but it is no guarantee. CPR climate editor Joe Wirtz reviewed the wildfire forecast data.
The overall picture looks good across the state in Colorado, but there are definitely some troubling spots. In particular, both the state and the national wildfire experts have raised alarms about conditions in the eastern part of the state, right? It's still really, really dry there. Their drought is just lingering and persisting.
On average, Colorado's wildfire season is 3 months longer now than in the 1970s due to climate change. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 climbed up a bit to 140 people, but that's 300 below the most recent peak in November and far less than prior big waves. Most Colorado utilities report decreasing or flat levels of the virus being found in wastewater. The fast-spreading XBB variant makes up most cases sequenced. This week, the federal public health emergency ends. The superintendent for the Cherry Creek School District is apologizing after a burst of anti-Semitic student behavior at a middle school. The district says several students were seen drawing swastikas on themselves and others after watching a film about the Holocaust. Jewish students have also described other anti-Semitic behavior. This week, about 300 parents called on the district to act. Superintendent Christopher Smith says the students involved will be disciplined and that the district does not tolerate hate. This is CPR News and KRCC.